Alaskans gathered in Anchorage last night to weigh in on the Trump administration's proposal to open almost all Alaska waters to oil and gas development. The Wednesday night meeting was the only opportunity for Alaskans to comment on the draft proposal in person. But as Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it wasn't the meeting some participants had hoped for.
When it came to the 100 or so Alaskans who showed up to the meeting, there were no surprises. Outside, a group of protesters gathered, waving signs and chanting about the potential environmental consequences of offshore drilling. Inside the conference center, a pro-industry group held their own mini-rally. The speakers extolled the economic promise of oil development off Alaska's shorelines.
The Outer Continental Shelf has the opportunity to run our economy for another 100 years, to keep our pipeline full.
But once you got into the meeting itself, the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management took over the choreography. Citizens were greeted by a video projected on a large screen, offering a cheery explanation of the Trump administration's sweeping offshore drilling proposal.
Based on comments received from citizens, elected officials, tribes, and others, as well as BOEM's analysis, the secretary made his decision to consider the areas shown on this map for potential oil and gas leasing.
A map of Alaska flashed across the screen, surrounded by potential areas for oil and gas development. Everywhere from the Arctic Ocean to the Gulf of Alaska is under consideration for offshore drilling. Only the Bristol Bay region is off the table.
This video plays on a loop, so we encourage people to come in here and watch it. And you might want to consider doing it as well. It's pretty interesting.
That's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management spokesperson John Callahan, giving me a quick tour of the setup. He guides me into the neighboring room.
So these are the tables I was talking about earlier. This is NEPA analysis and the process.
Friendly federal employees stood behind the tables, ready to explain the complex bureaucratic process the government uses to decide where drilling should and shouldn't be allowed. By now, you might be wondering, at what point in this process did Alaskans get to speak out?
Here are the stations where people input their comments.
And there's three laptops and...
Actually five, yeah.
At this meeting, there was no podium, so I couldn't actually hear what Alaskans were telling the Trump administration about its offshore drilling proposal. I was told I could log into the website, regulations.gov, and read what people typed in. Or I was free to chase random Alaskans down and ask them what they wrote, which is what I did. And a lot of what I heard in the hallway were complaints about the meeting itself. Here's Noah Sunflower with the Alaska Marine Conservation Council.
I was here to voice my frustration that there wasn't a comment drawn from coastal communities. No meetings were held in any coastal communities.
Anchorage is hundreds of miles away from parts of Alaska that could be directly affected by the draft offshore drilling proposal. Fishing ports like Dutch Harbor or North Slope villages like Kaktovik. This time around, there were no meetings in those places. Sunflower didn't think that was fair. Neither did Adrian Titus, who is originally from Unalakleet, but now lives in Fairbanks.
Of course, there's only one meeting, and it'd be in the metropolis of Anchorage.
That's part of why Titus, who is with the activist group Native Movement, helped organize the protest that was held outside. I asked Jim Kendall, who's in charge of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's Alaska branch, why there was only one meeting held in Anchorage.
We needed to keep on schedule, and we don't have unlimited resources, and we are taking a very national perspective in terms of this national program.
Kendall argued it made sense to hold the meeting in Anchorage because it's centrally located. He added that this isn't the end of the process. When Interior releases the next stage of its proposal, Alaskans can weigh in again. And at that stage, Kendall says it's likely meetings will be held in communities near where offshore drilling is proposed. This particular exercise in American democracy will end in 2019, when the Trump administration is expected to make a final decision on its offshore drilling plan. That means the first offshore oil lease sale in Alaska's Arctic could happen as soon as next year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.